We're on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and let's just I'm going to tell you where we're up to, but I have to backtrack just to bring us up to date so we'll know where we're up to. You know, sometimes you have to go back a little to go forward. Basically what we're up to is Tistayim. So I'm going to ask everyone to find the word on the Daf, so we know we're all together. So we're counting up from the bottom of the Daf. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up. Okay? And you'll see in the middle of that line, 7 lines up from the bottom, the word Tistayim. That word Tistayim is a classical Talmudic word, which means that whenever we don't know in a machlokas between Rabbi X and Rabbi Y who hold which position, Tistayim means I'm going to prove to you which one held which position. So let me explain. So here's where we want to review the last point from yesterday. We had yesterday a brisa which recorded a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. And the question is, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva? And specifically, what's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? And there's going to be a machlokas between two Amoraim, in this case Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, how to interpret Rabbi Yehuda. One of the two, whether it's Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we don't know which at this point, was of the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda held that Shirai Ma'akfin. So let's talk a little about Shirai Ma'akfin. We say that in a karbon chatas pnimis, which means that the karbon has to be brought inside the azara, and they do hazoyos in the azara, and they do, I'm sorry, inside the heichal, my mistake. They do hazoyos inside the heichal, then they do zrikas adam on the mizbeach pnimi in the heichal. After that whole process is complete, whatever dam is left over has to be brought outside the heichal into the azara, and we have to pour that dam on the yisod hamizbeach achitzon. And the question is, what happens if the dam got lost, or it became tomei, or for whatever reason the kohen never did the shvichas hadam al yisod the shirayim? And according to one opinion, we don't know whom, Rabbi Yehuda would say that in such a case, lo kiper, meaning the carbon is not kosher. Why? Because it's lacking shvichas shirayim. And this is called in the Lashon HaShas Shirayim Ma'akvim. Ma'akvim means that it's critical. The Gemara now says, Tistayim, I'm going to prove to you that if you have a doubt, you're vacillating back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who held that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shirayim Ma'akvim, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Who the Omar? He's the one who holds Shirayim Ma'akvim. Right? You remember they used to have a button called Nixon's the One? Do you remember that? No? Okay, I'm going back to the early 70s. Okay, anyway, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's the One. That's what we're saying. Now, how do we know it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, L'divrei HaOmer Shirayim Ma'akvim, according to the Man D'Omar. So you see, these three words, these four words themselves are a dead giveaway. Why? Because If you don't accept that interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, then nobody holds Shirayim Ma'akvim. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi right here, in these first four words, says, L'divrei HaOmer Shirayim Ma'akvim. Meaning he recognizes that there is such an opinion that maintains that Shirayim Ma'akvim. So now what happens? There was a Chatas Pnimis, and everything went pretty smoothly, except for one problem. They didn't do Shvicha Shirayim. So what do we do? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Mevi par. Now what's the next word in your Gemara?
Echad.
Echad. Okay, so that I think is a mistake. I also have the same mistake in my Gemara. It should say, Mevi par acher. You know, very often the Reish and the Aleph get confused, get switched. So here's another example that instead of par echad, which is what we have in our text, it should say par acher. Par acher, correct? Okay. So what would be, if I wanted to give a some sort of a word in English for par acher here. I mean, not calling it a cow. I don't mean that. But what does that mean? Maybe par acher.
Another one.
And what does that mean? Another one.
Instead.
Right. A sub, or what we call it, like a second string. You know what I mean?
Let's say replacement.
A replacement. Excellent. In other words, just going to get rid of this. It means like this, that if the first carbon is pasul, and in this case we're talking about par shel yom ha-kippur, then you have to bring a substitute replacement par, correct? Okay. Now watch what happens here. This is a very fascinating discussion. If let's say you were meant to do X, Y, and Z, and you did X and Y, and the carbon now needs Z, but the carbon is no longer a candidate for Z. So what do? Do you bring a second carbon, you start from scratch, start from A again, or do you say no, at least whatever you were obligated to be Makayim in the first carbon, and that was A, B, and C, at least you did A and B, let's freeze it at that point, pick up the second carbon, and simply do C. A and B already registered. You know, that's already up on the big scoreboard. That you accomplished. But what you didn't accomplish was C. So he says the following. Mevi par acher umaschil bitchila, and he starts from the beginning bifnim. Now, if you start a carbon from the beginning, what's the beginning of every carbon? Shchita. So basically what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is telling us here is that according to that man de Omar, which presumably is going to be Rabbi Yehuda, if you didn't do the Shvicha Shirayim on the first round, then bring another carbon and start from scratch. Logically, I would have said the following. Look, the man accomplished a great deal with the first carbon. He did already the Azor Saddam, and he did the Zrika Saddam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And he did all that, so why not pick up where you left off? And this,
he ran out of blood. Why?
Well, let's say the dam got lost. You know, the shirayim got lost. That's always the simplest case. Or it became tomei. So he has no possibility vis-a-vis the first part that he brought to be mekayim the mitzvah of shvicha shirayim. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is going according to that mind of that shirayim is ma'akvim. So now he's got to bring a replacement carbon. You and I would have argued, okay, maybe with the replacement carbon he could pick up where he left off. That which he did, and he accomplished. He was Mekayim the mitzvah of Azos Dam Kenegra Parochas, or whatever it might be, Zrikas Dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. All that is fine and well. We checked that off already. There's no reason to undo and therefore repeat what you've already done. Just start in the last stage, you know, Shlav Gimel, which is Shvicha Shirayim.
So what would he do? But if he's bringing the par anyway, so he has the blood.
Ah, excellent. So Mendel says the following. If he's bringing the par anyway, so maybe he should repeat the entire performance from the beginning, not because he needs that, but because the second carbon should be subject to the same mitzvot and the same zrikos as the first carbon. You know, let's go back and retrace our steps. But let's see if we can analyze this with an open mind. What exactly is going on? He says, "Umaschil b'tchila b'fnim." In other words, he goes back to a nesinas dam b'fnim. B'fnim means where? In the heichal, and on which mizbeach?
The pnimi,
the mizbeach hazov. Correct. And now, what's going to happen after in the second par, the replacement par, he does the Zrika Saddam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? What is he left with now in the Kli?
Shirayim.
Now he'll take that Shirayim and he'll go out of the Heichal onto the Mizbeach HaChitzon and pour it on the Yisod. And why is that? Because had he done the Shvichas Dam on the first round, everything would have been perfect. However, now that he didn't do a Shvichas Dam and he can no longer do Shvichas Dam, I mean to say, you know, Shirayim, he can't do that. So therefore, he's going to have to go back with the second par, begin with the whole Matan Domim from the beginning, and then he's going to be left with Shirayim Adam, and now he could fix up and replace what he was missing in the first round. But again, the premise is he can't start in the second replacement par where he left off in the first par. Just start with Shirayim and do Shvicha Shirayim. And here, Rashi, which we'll see in just a minute in Sideline, Rashi says the following: that Shirayim, by definition, means Shirayim of what? Of course, obviously of Dam, but Shirayim of what Dam?
Matanot.
Exactly, the Dam in which he was Makayim the Matanot. So therefore, Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, if on the first par he omitted, whether by fault of his own or not by any fault of his own, but he omitted the Shvicha Shirayim part, you can't just start with the second par and jump right into the Shvicha Shirayim, because that's not called Shirayim. Shirayim means, like, if the Rebbe didn't eat from the piece of cake or the piece of fish, then you're not going to get Shirayim. If he gives you the whole piece of fish, very nice matana that the Rebbe gave you, but that's not Shirayim. So Rashi says that in order to call it Shirayim, you must have had a Zrikas Adam, and this was the leftover Dam, and that's where and how you could be Makayim the mitzvah of Shvichas Shirayim. So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, this is the Dibra Maschil, about 10 lines up from the bottom of the page. The Dibra Omer Shirayim Ma'akvi. Im Gomar Matonos Kulam. He did all the Matonos, right? All the Hazos and the Zrikos and everything else. The Nishpach Adam. Oh, so I told you the Dam got lost. Rashi says, even better than me, Rashi says the Dam somehow slipped out of his hands and it got spilled on the floor. Is Mevi Par Acher. Right, maybe par acher. That's not the girsa we had, right? But we're gonna use Rashi's girsa. Rashi says par acher, not par echad, but par acher. Umaschil behechal. I'm not sure what this beis is all about. If somebody can clue me in on that, maybe bimis beach behechal. In any event, kidei sheyulo shirayim. Those are the key words in Rashi. Kidei sheyulo shirayim. And Rashi says the following: the Afal Kav the Amrinon. Even though we say the following, this is a Gemara in Yuma, that Gemar Matonos Mibifnim, that if he already completed all the Matonos inside, Vinishbach Adam, Mevi Par Acher, Viyaschil Biparoches. Now here's something very interesting. Rashi quotes a Gemara in Yuma. The Yuma has a slightly different scenario, and it addresses the question of a case of a par where the matonos were given on the mizbech apnimi kedasu kedin, but before he got a chance to do the hazos on the paroches, the dam got lost, it got spilled, and the Gemara says in such a case, then gemar matonos she'al haparoches v'nishpach adam, or in the reverse case, let's say he did the hazos on the paroches and then the dam got spilled, so he hasn't yet done the dam, the zrikas adam on the mizbeach, is yovi par acher v'yaschil b'mizbeach. And what that means, v'yaschil b'mizbeach, means that if he already accomplished the hazos on the paroches, now he has to do the zrikas dam on the mizbeach. Well, the second par begins with zrikas dam on the mizbeach, which sounds like the philosophy of what? Pick up where you left off. The Ein Tzarich LaHaskil Avoda. He doesn't have to start with the Avoda Shehishlim, which he already implemented on the first round. He just simply has to pick it up where he left off. Says Rashi, Shekulon Kapar Bifnei Atzman. In other words, every single action, in this case you have the Hazah on the Paroches and you have the Matonis on the Mizbeach, each one of those is independent, it's an entity unto itself. Mashenkin Shvicha Shirayim is not a separate independent entity, it's a tag on, it's a completion of Zrika Sadam. So therefore, Lidivei Omer Shirayim Ma'akvim Lo Amrinu, we're not going to say that Im Gomar Samatonos, even if he already completed with the first par, giving all the matonos in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then Nishpach Adam, is Yavi Acher, let him bring a second replacement par, and then Yishpach Al Yisod HaChitzon, let him just start where he left off, pick up where he left off and do the Shvichas HaYisod. Tim Kane, Rashi repeats himself, Lav Hainu Shirayim. That's not called Shirayim. Ella, the Mizbeach Yaskel, he has to go back to the Mizbeach and redo in the second par the Nesinas Dam on the Mizbeach, Kidei, in order that Sheyu Shirayim, that he should have now Shirayim from Zrikas Adam, and then Yishofke Bechutz, he can go outside and do the Zrikas Adam. What's the upshot of all this as far as our original question, who said what? Like, who's on first, right? Who said what? And the answer is, Alma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Iko Loman Yomar Shirayim Ha'akfim. That Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi recognizes the existence of a sheet of some Tana that holds that Shirayim HaMa'akvim. And that's great, because then we could say that it was Rabbi Shuv ben Levi understood that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shirayim HaMa'akvim. Therefore, if he did all the Avodos except for the Shvicha Shirayim, in such a case, he's going to have to bring a second par and once again do the Matonos of the Zrika, because otherwise Rashi says it's not called what? Shirayim. So what's your definition of Shirayim?
That it's left over from something.
Correct. It's got to be left over from something. So you had the Dam already in the Mizrach. You did the Zrika on most of the Dam, part of the Dam. Then you're left over with the balance of the Dam. That's called Shirayim. Okay. Now, on both sides, we have a problem here. I'll tell you why. There can be a number of problems here that we have to face in this sugya, but one of which is that all over the place, in Masechta Zvachim, we have Tanoim that hold the Shirayim Ha'akvim. In other words, the Gemara says, I can prove to you that it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who's the one who interpreted Rabbi Yehuda in our Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shirayim Ha'akvim. Because, says Rashi, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi recognizes the existence of such a shita, of such a Tana. There is a Tana out there in the Welt that holds that Shirayim are Ma'akvim. Truth is, there are many Tanoim who hold Shirayim Ma'akvim. So that, you know, you're committing Rabbi Shuv ben Levi to be the one, you know, he's the one, as we said before, who identifies Rabbi Yehuda as holding Shirayim Ma'akvim. That's not necessarily so. Rabbi Yochanan would also have to agree that there is such a man, the Omer Shirayim Ha'akvim. So this is a very strange sugya. In any event, let's go on. The Gemara now is going to try to prove that Rabbi Yochanan also acknowledges the existence of such a shita out there called Shirayim Ha'akvim. It says, Gemara, Otu Rabbi Yochanan, Lesle Hasvara. Are you telling me that Rabbi Yochanan rejects this possibility of Shirayim Ha'akvim? I'm going to disprove that. I'm going to show you that even Rabbi Yochanan accepts Shirayim Ha'akvim. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement, this towards the end of Masechta Zvachim, regarding Rabbi Nechemya. So let's just talk a little bit about Rabbi Nechemya, who appears on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. And Rabbi Nechemya is of the opinion that if a person was makriv shirai adam on the karbonos chutz lazor. Now let's talk about chutz lazor. There's a very severe violation, which I'll quote to you the pasuk in just a minute, of what's called hakrovas hachutz. Hakrovas hachutz means if you have a karbon that has to be brought inside the Migdash, inside the Azor, inside the Heichal, whatever it might be, and you brought it outside the Azor, and then you went ahead and you were makrivit. So the Torah says, this is in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, He shamalecha pentale olosecha b'chol makom asher tireh. You're not allowed to take this karbon, the Torah speaks about olosecha, and be makrivit outside of the Mizbeach, outside of the Azor. And what's the punishment for someone who is makriv deliberately outside of the Azara? He's chayv kares. Because the Torah says, and this is a little bit further on, the Torah says, Asher yale ola ozevach vel pesach olmoid lo hevio v'nichras me'amav. And what would that mean in the case of Shogeg, if he inadvertently took this karbon outside of the Azara and he was makrivit? Correct, he brings a karbon chatos. Now the question is as follows. What happens with Shiori Adam? We know that if the Dam was meant to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and instead he took it outside the Azara, and he did whatever he did outside, that's called Hakrovas Chutz, that he violates a very severe Isur Karetz. But what about a case where he was no Saint Dam in Bifnim? He did the Zrikas Adam, but the Shirayim he took outside the Azara. So Rav Nechemia is of the opinion that in such a case he's chayav. It's as if he took the carbon, he was makriv b'chutz, and all he did was shirayim. Comes along Rav Yochanan in commenting on Rav Nechemia, and he says, Tana Rav Nechemia. Rav Nechemia taught. Tana means shina in Hebrew. He taught. Why does Rav Nechemia hold that Yechayef Achutz in the case of Shirayim? And the answer is because Rav Nechemia holds that correct, that Shirayim is Ma'akiv. If Shirayim is Ma'akiv, it's a critical part of the Avodah. Any critical part of the Avodah that you do Bachutz engenders a Chiyuv Karetz. So why do you, here's the Gemara's question, why do you pinpoint Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? He's the one who recognizes Shirayim Akvim. Even Rabbi Yochanan recognizes Shirayim Akvim. So how did you have the chutzpah of saying Tistayim to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? It's got to be Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ella, therefore the Gemara concludes that we really don't know who is the one. You know, he can't put the pin on and say he's the one. We don't know if it's Rabbi Yochanan or it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which one interprets Rabbi Yehuda saying Shirayim Ma'akfim? Ki divrei Omer lav lahani tanoi. What it means is that when Rabbi Yochanan made his statement, he was talking about Rabbi Nechemia. We don't know if he would say that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that Shirayim Ma'akfim, that we don't have any commitment on the part of Rabbi Yochanan, but then the same thing is true for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Lav lahani tanoi. In other words, to the same extent that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't pinpointing either Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva as arguing, debating about Shirayim Ma'akvim, he was only talking about Rabbi Nechemia. His Hachanami so too here with regard to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is Kedivrei Omer. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was only pointing out that if you hold Shirayim Ma'akvim, then you have to bring a second par to replace the first par, because he wasn't able to do the Shvicha Shirayim. But we don't know if he's saying that in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He's just saying L'divrei Omer. L'divrei Omer means whoever it is who holds Shirayim Ma'akvim, here's the deal. You're going to have to bring a second par to replace the first par. And as we said in Rashi, he has to replace the second. When he brings the replaced par, where does he begin with? The very beginning. Right, Bracious Baralakim. He goes back to the beginning. He can't start with Shvicha Shirayim, and Rashi says because it's not Shirayim unless you do the Zrika Sadam, and this is the leftover Dam.
Why is it important to know who said it?
Very interesting. That's called in the Lashon HaShas Mevi Geula Liolam. Sometimes the Gemara will spend endless time trying to figure out who holds what in order to attribute a certain Shita. Often it has to do with how we paskin, because we have certain rules of psak, of horah, that if you have machlok, shin, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuv, ben Levi, who do we paskin like? Let's assume, for argument's sake, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Then we'd be less impressed and less inclined to accept la'alokh and shirayim ma'akf, because it's only Rabbi Shuv, ben Levi. Now that we've established that it doesn't have to be Rabbi Shuv, ben Levi, even Rabbi Yochanan acknowledges that there is such a sheet out there in Rabbi Nechemia, but it could be other Tanoim that Mishirai Ma'akvim would be much more serious about. But in general, I would say even Bar Mehochi, even without going into the question of how we paskin and the Kloli Hora, there's still a din of Mevi Geula Liolam. That we have to know who said what. The whole of Mesoras HaTorah is built on a transmission of Torah. Another issue sometimes that comes up, especially in the Rishonim, not always in the Shas itself, is if we find a stira. Now, if you finally determine that it's this rabbi who holds this, well, that same rabbi in another context said the exact opposite. Yeah. So there are going to be many different repercussions. Okay. Now, I want to just touch on a few points there. Point number one, as I said before, there are many Tanoim out there in many different sugyas in Zvachim. We can mention a few of them, Bli Neder, as we go along, that hold that Shirayim are Ma'akfim. So this whole business that, well, Rabbi Shimon Levi understood that if Shirayim Ma'akvim, then you have to bring another par to replace the first par, because you lost the dam before you did the Shrikas Shirayim. And therefore he's the one who says, yeah, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shirayim Ma'akvim. And there are many Tanoim who hold Shirayim Ma'akvim. But the Gemara's goal here, that was the enterprise, was to find out what does Rabbi Yehuda hold. So the fact that there are other Tanoim who might hold Shirayim Ma'akvim doesn't in any way compel Rabbi Yehuda to maintain the Shirayim Ma'akvim. So the whole structure of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. But point number two, Rashi insists that when you left out, you omitted Shirayim because it got lost, then the second replacement, again we're talking about a Chatas Pnimis, so the replacement carbon you have to start from the beginning, because otherwise you're not left with Shirayim. So Mendel, I want to reiterate more or less your question from before. I don't get it. Let's forget about Shirayim Ma'akvim. Let's just talk about the fact that if you bring another carbon, what sense would it make to begin with Shvicha Shirayim? You know, is Rashi entertaining the following possibility, you know, the following scenario? That you're going to bring a carbon, and you're going to shech the carbon, you're going to makabel the dam, and what are you going to do with the dam? Shvicha Shirayim Ali. Again, Rashi say, well, it's not Shirayim. I understand Rashi. I'm not debating Rashi on that point. But forgetting that point, I just don't understand. Can you? Yeah, is there a havamina to say that you would start the Avodas HaKarbon with Shvicha Shirayim Ali Yisod? I mean, the Yisod is a very nice place, but it's not the Ikar HaMizbeach. And when you're talking about an Avodas HaKarbon, certainly the Zrikas Adam is critical. If you're talking about Achatas Pnimis, we also have Hazah on the Paroches, and in certain cases, the Sari goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, and in the Kodesh Kadoshim, whatever it might be. But how would you possibly begin with Shvicha Shirayim? I understand the Rashi has to work overtime to explain and justify why we cannot begin with Shvicha Shirayim.
We also learned that you can't do the Mizbeach HaChitzon before the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So you can't start there anyway. You've got to start with the Pnimi, haven't you?
Right, but I'm saying, is there a Havamina that... you're talking about starting. I'm saying, yes. Forgetting about starting. Can you skip the whole business? Not chitzo, not primi, garbage, nothing. Just start with Shvicha Shirayim. That's what Rashi seems to be. Rashi seems to be asking a question. He works overtime to answer the question. Rashi says, well, when you bring the replacement carbon, why not start with Shvicha Shirayim? Rashi says, no, that's not called Shirayim. I mean, what would be the Avodas HaKarbon if you started with Shvicha Shirayim? Right. Started and ended with Shvicha Shirayim. In other words, if you reduce the whole thing to Shvicha Shirayim. So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that with regard to Chatas Pnimis, we have three elements, right? We've got the Hazol, let's turn back to Paroches in the Eichel. We have the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach Hazov, and then we take the Shirayim out to the Mizbeach HaChitza. So Rashi says, and the Gemara in Yuma says, that if you did one of the first two and not the other of the first two, then the second carbon begins where you left off. So for example, if in the first round he took the par, the dam of the par, and he did the azos on the parochas, the seven azos, and then he lost the dam, so then he'll bring a second par, he doesn't have to redo the hazah on the parochas, he can start with the zrikas adam on the mizbeach. Or alternatively, let's say in the first case he did the Zrikas Dam on the Mizbeach, but he didn't do the Hazah on the Parochas. So the second replacement Karman, if he ran out of Dam, so he'll do the Hazah on the Parochas. He doesn't have to redo the Zrika on the Mizbeach. That's the Sugyan Yuma. Yeah, we didn't learn the Sugyan Yuma, but we'll rely on Rashi. He's a faithful God.
And that's what he's basing.
Oh. Now Rashi says, I'll ask you the following question. If you see, based on the Sugya in Yoma, that there's such a thing as pick up where you left off, that which you accomplished in the first carbon is valid, and now just take the second carbon and fill in the missing blanks. So you missed X, so you'll do X. So Rashi says Shem and Tomar. Again, that's not his language, but we say Shem and Tomar. Let's apply the same logic here. That if you omitted the Shvicha Shirayim, and it's almost like a Kavachomer, because the first two avodas are so major, you know, bombastic, they're so dramatic, and yet you can do one without the other in the replacement car, but just to fill in where you left out. How much more so when it comes to Shvicha Shirayim, if that's all you're missing, you did A and you did B and everything b'fnim, you know, inside the Heichel was fine, hunky-dory. Now just fill in the Shvicha Shirayim in the replacement car. So Rashi says, nay, you can't do that. Why? Because Shvicha Shirayim can only apply if it is Shirayim. Shirayim means Shirayim of the Hazor, Shirayim of the Zrika Sadam. So it works like this. According to Rashi, when we talk about the Avodas Pnim of Achatas Pnimis, which is A plus B, A and B are basically independent Avodos. And even though they're both Ma'akev, and if you left out one of them, whichever it was, is a Hazal, a Parochet, so Zrika on the Mizbeach, you're going to have to replace the Karma with a second one. But the first Karma accomplishes a goal. Such that the second Karma, yeah, it's a mind-boggling concept, according to the Sugya Yoma that Rashi quotes. You can integrate two Karbanos, two Behemos, and together they make up, you know, half plus half make a whole. You know, I would have said that, look, you're missing in the first round a critical element in the carbon. Start from scratch. Nay. The Gemara says you don't have to do that. You're already registered on the Richter scale. Whatever kiyum you have, that's an independent kiyum, and it stands on its own 2 feet, and it's, you know, you can register it on the computer. Now you bring a second carbon, and that second carbon is going to complete that which you were missing in the first carbon. Mm-hmm. Rashi has a technical problem in the case of Shvicha Shirayim that you can't do. You can't say, well, let's check off A plus B and let's bring C and accomplish C in the second carbon. And Rashi says the reason I can't do that is because Das Hasnit Shirayim. You can't call that Shirayim. Mm-hmm. But the fascinating thing is that Rashi seems to be entertaining, you know, a theoretical possibility, which he rejects, that you could start the Avodas HaKarbon with Shvicha Shirayim. Start and end. You can't do it because that's not Shirayim, but if you could call it Shirayim, you know, somehow magically you call it Shirayim, that would be okay. Now, Bishleim in the Sugya you might understand, because the Karbon had a Zrika Sadam, it had an Avodas Sadam, or a Hazor Sadam. So then you could say, okay, now you had one carbon, you accomplished that goal of that carbon, bring a second carbon. That second carbon is going to begin with, after Shkita and Kabbalah, with some sort of Zriko or Hazor Sadam. That's an Avodas HaKarbon. And then the second carbon is a meaningful carbon. But Ribbono Shel Olam, to start the second carbon and end with Shvicha Shirayim, that's really unbelievable.
So obviously there's another opinion that says Shvicha Shirayim is not Ma'akev.
Right, that's 99% of, you know, if we took a vote amongst Chachmei Yisrael, 99 of 100 Chachmei Yisrael would say that Shvicha Shirayim is not Ma'akev.
Yeah.
It's Shiari Mitzvah, it's a nice Mitzvah.
The first thing of Zrika Tala Brochet, the Shvicha Tadam, those are the main.
The Zrika Sadam, correct. And according to that, those Mani Yomu, let's say you did A plus B inside the Heichal, you didn't take the Shirayim out to the Chitzon to do Shvicha Shisod, then there's no need for a replacement code.
So you don't have to, then you're good. You did this.
Yeah.
So it seems to be that the one that holds the Shvicha Sadam is Makev, it's Makev the whole thing. It makes the whole Korban puzzle in a way.
Well, yes and no, because again, I would have agreed with you without Rashi. In other words, had I not seen the Rashi, I would have taken your approach, Mendel, that without Shvicha Shirayim, Dolmish, Getrafen, nothing happened, you didn't accomplish a thing, start from scratch. But Rashi seems to say no. We see from the Gemara Yuma that whatever you accomplished. And now you have to be mashlim, you just have to make it up with the second one. Exactly. So Rashi says, but I have a technical problem. I gotta generate a Shem Shirayim. So for I would ask you the following question. Again, this is wild. What would Rashi say if in the first par he omitted Shirayim because the dam got lost, and in the second par he did only one avodah bifnim inside the heichal? Let's say he did the zrikas dam of the mizbeach, and then he did the shvicha Shirayim. That maybe would make sense according to Rashi, because then you could say it has a chal shem Shirayim. And the only reason why I wanted to start from scratch is in order to generate a shem Shirayim. Well, I have a shem Shirayim. So it's not pshat that the first carbon is meaningless. If, in other words, when we hear the words shirayim ma'akvim, we assume, well, the first carbon is garbage. It doesn't register. It's worthless. No. Maybe it would be worthful, or meaningful, and it's valid in some sense. And whatever you accomplish, you did accomplish, just that now you have another tonight. You have a precondition that in order to set up the shirayim, which you must have in the second carbon, the replacement, you've got to do X or Y in order to set up shirayim, a chalashem shirayim. But as far as the first carbon is concerned, echinami, the first carbon is meaningful. And logically, Rashi says, how can you argue with me on that point? The Gemara Yuma says it's meaningful. The Gemara Yuma says you did one of the two, and all you have to do is do the other one in the second carbon. So you see that the first carbon is valid even if it has one avoda. The only problem is, in the case of Shirayim, if you can bring replacement, how do you get the same Shirayim? That's what Rashi says.
You have to have something called Shirayim.
So I wanted to show you one paragraph here in the Nefesh Tova. Let's see if I can tell you where it is. Of course, we're in Chelek Beis. Okay, let me just see if I can find the... Yeah. We're on page Tuf Ayin Gimel. Mabosa, do you have page Tuf Ayin Gimel? Otherwise known as Os Lamed Ches. Yes, no, maybe so?
Yes, we have it.
We have. Okay. So first, he quotes Rashi at great length, and he says the following, that Divrei HaGemara Tzrichim Biur. I don't understand the very flow of the Gemara. The whole structure of the Gemara, Shakla Mitarya, makes no sense. The Gemara had two possibilities about Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda, which we discussed in yesterday's shiur. One possibility is where they all agree, both agree, it was a unanimous decision that Ein Shiorim Ma'akvi. Then we had a second approach, and the second approach was that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shiorim Ma'akvi. That's the machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. The first approach was that Drushes Hakra come Miflugi. You know, Darshina Mashmos Hakra. That was just a machlokus in how to interpret the psukim, but they both agree that Ein Shiur Ma'ak. The second approach had it that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda were at each other's throats about whether Shiur Ma'ak. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Shiur Ma'ak. He says the following: Vada Ika Tanoi. Are you listening to me? Vada Ika Tanoi. Oh, you don't have the text in front.
Photocopy.
Yeah, we'll have to solve that technical problem somehow. Yeah, maybe
there's a new distributor. We'll try to get another set cleaner.
All right, we'll see. So again, if you're on page Tuf Ayin Gimel, yeah,
yes,
Tuf Ayin Gimel, and there's a paragraph on the bottom right called the Divrei HaGemara. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're on line 4. Mikol makom vada. You have that? If you can underline those words so we know we're all on the same page. Mikol makom vada ika tanoi desvirlehu deshirai ma'akvim. He says, wait a minute. The Gemara, what's the Gemara looking for? That either Rabbi Shimon ben Levi or Rabbi Yochanan hold that there is such a shita out there in the world that shirai ma'akvim. Li elbis sugya, ukim rav ada. Ravada has a machlokus there between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon, and the machlokus says Ravada between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon is about Shirayim Ma'akvim. You may recall this. We did not, about a week ago, we studied this Gemara, where Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel almost said word for word the exact same thing in a Braisa. Just that Rabbi Akiva added a few words, and the Gemara says, according to Ravada, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether Shirayim Ma'akvim. So we definitely know that there is such a Tana out there who holds Shirayim Ma'akvim. And even earlier, the Gemara says, in the name of Rami Bar Chama, the Tana of the Braisa holds that Shirayim Ma'akvim. Im Kain, Man Yemolon, just because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi made a statement, quote, Ledivrei Omer Shirayim Ma'akvim, the second par has to replace the first par, is therefore, is he saying that about Rabbi Yehuda? We're trying to figure out what Rabbi Yehuda holds. My Raya Minei, what does he bring a proof from Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi? Then Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi is the one who holds that the machlokas here in our Braisa, on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva, revolves around Shiraya Ma'akvim. But then he gets, in the second paragraph, Ubi'ikar, he gets down to real fundamentals. And he says the following. Rashi says that the case of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, which is called the Divrei Omer, right, is a case where he finished all the matonos, right, inside the Heichal, and then Nishpach Adam, meaning he's got no dam for what? For Shirai. So what does he do? He brings a second par, a replacement par, and he goes back into the Heichal, and he starts with the second par in the Heichal. Again, exactly what he does in the Heichal, I'm not sure whether he has to do A plus B or A and or A or B. Kedeshi Yulo Shirai. Says Rashi, he's just quoting the Rashi, that we're not going to say that, wait a minute, he finished the Matonis Bifnim in the Heichal, let him start just with Shvicha Shirayim. The Imkain Rashi says that he doesn't have Shirayim. And therefore, he has to go back to the Mizbeach. In this case, we mean the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And he's got to start with the whole process again until he finds he finally has what? Shirayim. And now he could fill in the missing blank from this first carbon in the second carbon. Mavur, what do we see clearly from Rashi? Then why is it that we have to go back into the Heichal with the second carbon and begin from scratch, even though he did the matonos with the first carbon? And the answer is because otherwise he has no dam with shirayim, right? He has no dam which could be called and classified as shirayim. V'od mevur, and furthermore, Rashi indicates that he's got to begin with the matonos on his back in order to generate shirayim, even though we're talking about a par pnimi, which has also hazos on the paroches. And also Par Yom HaKippur, where you take it even into, I mentioned the Soyer before, I made a mistake, I meant to say the Par, where you take it into Lifnai V'Lifnim. And Rashi says that even though we're talking about Parma Pnimim, where in the first Karbon, in the first Par, he accomplished whatever he accomplished, some very dramatic accomplishments here that he could write up on his resume, but nevertheless he's got to start from scratch because he didn't do Shvicha Shirayim. How many matonos does he have to now in the second carbon, the second par, does he have to give on the Mizbeach? In other words, here, the matonos are not Bitoras carbon, right? Because Bitoras carbon, he already achieved the matonos with which? With the first one. Ella what? His purpose now in doing the matonos on the Mizbeach is only to generate what? A Shem Shirayim. So therefore, Pashtus Dvarov, the Rashi says he's got to start from the beginning. Well, what does that indicate? Just by sheer association, when you hear the words that Rashi says, Yaskil b'mizbeach, he's got to go back and begin from, I call it... right, no, that we know. Again, we're going according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, L'divrei HaOmer. So according to Bani Omer, who says Shirayim Ma'akvim, right? He did everything Kedasu Kedin with the first par, minus what? Shirayim. He's going to bring the second replacement par. So Rashi says he's got to start from the beginning in order to generate what? Shirayim. So the Rosh Shiva here in Nefesh Tova wants to know, what does Rashi mean when he says that he goes back and he's maschil b'mizbech on the second par, he goes back to begin. Right? That's what I call Breishis Bar Elokim. You know, you go back to the very beginning. Well, again, you know, the only purpose now, because Rashi holds that whatever avodah you did in the first carbon, Rashi proves from a Gemara and Yuma, is valid. The only problem with Shirayim is that it has to get the name Shirayim. So Rashi says he has to start from the beginning. Why does he have to start from the beginning?
Where is he going to start?
If it's a continuation.
For example, if you start from the beginning, having matonis, are you going to give four matonis on four chronos? Correct? Is that what Rashi's saying? We know that you can accomplish a karbon with only one matana. Correct? Matana achas.
Is that true in the Mizbeach HaPanimis?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see inside. Again, we have to check out all the details here. But certainly he doesn't have to give all four matanos and all four seven, you know, hazos. He says, Pashtis dvar of mashma de Mizbeach Yaschil. That's a quote from Rashi, Mizbeach Yaschil. Hainu, Rashi means, she'iten all of kol matanos. He's got to start from the beginning, do all the matanos, which means four on the chronos, and four al taro. Taro means on the parochas, that zos. The Shita B'Gubetzes, however, says that all he needs is one matana. Why? Because the Shita B'Gubetzes adds two words here. La sosa shirayim. What does he mean, la sosa shirayim?
Which
he's not doing the avodah b'taras carbon that he already accomplished on the first carbon. That was the sugya in Yuma that the Rashi quoted. Elad what? He's doing the hascholia because of what? To set up shirayim. Says the Shita B'Gubetzes, matana achas is enough. Again, what the Rabosa? Again, there are a lot of details here, Michael. I'm not covering all the details. What he means by matana achas? Does he mean one of the four chronos? Does he mean one of the seven hazos? I don't know. We have to, for that you have to be a baki in mesechta par v'sarif shel yom kippur. That we don't know. We're studying really the halacha of shvicha shirayim ha'akvim. So we want to know within the context of shvicha shirayim ha'akvim, what does he have to do in the second karmon, if he left out Shvicha Shirayim in the first karmon, in order to set up Shirayim, to generate a Shem Shirayim. So the Shita B'Gubetz says all you need is Matan Achas. Again, I don't know the details, exactly what that Matan Achas is. But Rashi doesn't seem to say so. With all due respect to the Shita B'Gubetz, Rashi says, Yaschil B'Tchilas HaMizbeach. It sounds like he's going back to scratch. Vitzarach Ian, I don't understand it. Kevin Shekvar Zorak Kolam Antonis Hakar. When he did that in the first par, is my Mahani Shechosev Vinosen Kedei Sheyitein Dam Shol Par HaAcher Shem Shirayim Arei Einze Shiray Zrika Kevin Shekvar Yotzi Yedei Zrika BePar Hakodeh.
So you're saying that with the Shirayim?
Exactly. If Rashi wants to accomplish the goal of Shirayim and comes along the Shita B'Gubetzes and he says, well, wait a minute. The whole thing is like a facade. I mean, don't quote me on that, but it's like
a legal fiction.
Yeah, it's a legal fiction. The only reason you're going through the motions here of all the matanos, and according to Shita B'Gubetzes, all you need is matanachas, is in order to set up shirayim, because b'toras avodas hakarbon, you already even kind of mitzvah with what? With the first par. So says the Rosh Yeshiva, who are you fooling over here? That you can't set up shirayim. The whole purpose. It's not really Shirayim. Do you hear what he's asking? It's Gemaldik and Kasha. I'm telling you, you can make a Birchas HaNenim on this Kasha. How can you call this? How can you call this Shirayim? Who are you fooling? You already were Yotze the Zrika and the whole 9 yards in the first one, in the first par. Now you have a problem because how do you accomplish this very critical avoda, which was omitted in the first part? Now you want to accomplish in the second part called Shirayim. How can you call it Shirayim? So comes along the Shita B'Gubetzes. He says, just call it Shirayim. Why? Because you're going to do one matana. There's no need for more, any more than matanas. Although again, Rashi seems to say you start from the very beginning. But Rashi himself is more that whatever he accomplished on the first karma, he was Yitzhak, you know, that was valid and it was registered. So why do you call it Shirayim? Just because he went through the motion of his Zrika? You know, why don't you call in? I was not long ago. I was in the east. I was in
Thailand.
Right, I was in Thailand. So we saw the elephants. You know, they're heavy into elephants over there. You know, you walk into your hotel room in Thailand, and they have a towel on each bed. The towel itself is shaped like an elephant. I mean, they probably worship elephants. So the most exciting thing I did in Thailand was I went on an elephant ride. You know, me and my wife sitting on an elephant. Great. I'm telling you, it was so exciting. I'm being a little facetious. You know, you can ride any animal, so you ride an elephant. Like, who cares? But anyway, they're into elephants. So I saw an elephant. He was Zorek, not Dam from his thing, but he was Zorek something else. So basically, you want to set up Shirayim. Why don't you invite a Thai elephant to do the Zrika Sadam and then call the rest of the Dam Shirayim? What do I mean to say? Why am I quoting the elephants here? Because what's the difference between a technical, mechanical act of Nisinas Matonachas when you were already yotzei that matana with the first karmon and a maisa kov.
So
it's a beautiful kasha.
Yeah, yeah, very. So what on the second korban?
Yeah.
What's the status of the Zedek of the Dam?
The strange part about
that's what like, Rashi was asking.
It doesn't have any meaning.
It doesn't have any meaning. The whole significance of it is in order to create Shirayim. But who are you faking? Who are you fooling? You already were yotzei the mitzvah Zrika with the first karmon. So you're doing a technical act. It's almost like mimicking the Torah's description of Zrika. You're saying, well, I'm doing a Zrika here. Well, what do you mean?
Why is it even this? If it's a continuation, this is a continuation of the previous Zrika, which was valid.
That far Rashi's not willing to go, because in this behema, you can't call it Shirayim. You can tell me it's Shirayim because of the first carbon. That far Rashi's not willing to go. But he's asking a different question. He's saying, okay, so how do you accomplish your goal of setting up Shirayim? You start with the Zrika, right, in the second carbon. But what is that Zrika? It's a meaningful act. You already fulfilled the Zrika in the first
place. It's like a Mimanav Shach. If you say that Shirayim Me'akvim, he missed them on the first carbon. Why can't you just say Puzzle? And then if it was Puzzle, you could tell us, can you be
Mishli? Excellent. Then for sure Rashi is just. But again, Shmuel, why?
And if he wasn't Yotzei,
but Shmuel, why
can you bring it from another?
Why are Rashi's hands tied? And Rashi doesn't say what Shmuel
says.
Because the Gemara Yuma. The Gemara Yuma says that whatever you accomplish in the first carbon, as we said, it registers on the computer, we're not going to undermine that. We're not going to eradicate that. He says with Tzarech Lomar, you know, when you see those words Tzarech Lomar, I think what he means is mathematically we have no choice.
Right.
And he says the Kavan de Shirayim Akvim. Now he says Shmuel Yopshat. He says, and we're turning to the next page. He says Lo Yotzi de Zrika Mipar Harishon. He's not Yotzei with the further Zrika of Par Harishon. Shlo Kiyim Bei, because with regard to that Zrika, which was supposed to set up Shirayim, he wasn't Makayim Shvicha Shirayim. And since Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev, then the first Zrika wasn't Yotzei. Ulahachi Matonos HaKarban Shemiskaper Al Yotam Heim Elu Shenosein Hashta V'Shaper Chal Adam Din Shirayim. I think, again, Rabosai, you'll tell me, you're the jury, and you'll tell me if what I'm saying is correct. I don't know. He leaves a little bit of ambiguity here, but I think what he's saying is the following. He's saying the following. That in the Sugi of Yuma, there, whatever Matonis he did, whether it was A or B, he did a kilchasa kedina. He followed through with what? With Shvicha Shirayim. The problem is, now he needs an avoda sakarba that has the other avoda bifnim, whatever it might be. It's either way. Here in our case, and it's counterintuitive, but he's saying dafka because he did the two avodos, and then he was ma'akev the karban, he did something that would critically unravel the karban and invalidate the karban by omitting the Shvicha Shirayim. So now we have a situation where you've got a full-fledged Avodas HaKarban bibifnim without the Avodas HaKarban bibachutz, meaning the Shvicha Shirayim and the Mizbeach HaChitzon. We're holding now that Shirayim HaAkvim is memela, all the Avodah that he did bifnim is worthless. Again, I can't promise you that's what he's saying. You follow? It's a paradoxical situation. It's called a Mosif Goreo. What do I mean? That in a strange kind of sense, it's worse. It's worse if he did two avodos than if he did one avodah. But I'll explain why. I mean, it's we're not saying something that's totally crazy. There's a logic behind it. In the case we did one avodah, so that avodah is an independent avodah, and that's called an avodah sadam. He finished up that avodah with Shvicha Shirayim, and we have a package. Narvas, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of the other avodah sadam, whether it's hazah, whether it's zrika, whatever it might be. That he can fill in the second karma. If you would ask me in such a case, let's say he would repeat that avodah bifnim that he already did in the first round, no, that's like an elephant, you know what I'm saying? That's a Maisa Kof B'Yalma. That would have no significance whatsoever. It's not Mosif, it's not Gore, it's just worthless. But he has to replace that avodah that he omitted. And now he has an avodas hakarbon that will consist basically of that avoda. But in the case where he did all the avodas, but the carbon is ma'akim because he left out what? Shvichas Shirayim. Now what we're going to say is that Shvichas Shirayim Ma'akev means that all the avodas that he did, in this case Lefnim, right, in the Hekal, are all considered possible, are all invalid. Because again, what's motivating the Rosh Yeshiva to say such a thing? He can't understand how any kind of zrikos would set up shirayim if those zrikos are meaningless zrikos. See, you, mathematically,
they have to be required.
Correct. They have to be part of the avod.
It's not a set anymore. It's just like for yofi.
So again, with regard to the two avodos bifnim, you can separate them as two independent avodos, and each one could register. Again, as long as you had the shvichas shirayim. It's interesting. The shvichas shirayim is the avodas chutz. That relates to either avoda in a respective way. You know what I'm saying? You can do a matching case over here. So you have the two avodas bifnim, and each one links up to the shvichas shirayim. You create a whole chart out of it, right? So if you culminated your avoda with shvichas shirayim, then whatever one of those two avodas bifnim you accomplished that culminated with shvichas shirayim, that already is valid. But in the case where you left out Shvichas Shirayim, the whole ganz of business is possible. You blow it up, and it self-destructs. So, and he claims that that's what he learned from the Gvuras Ari.
So if you call the two avodas between A and B,
right?
So if he did A, and then he did Shirayim outside, then he brings another part. All he has to do is B.
That's the sugya yuma that Rashi quotes. That's the part you missed, Michael. So if you get a chance, you'll fill that in. But also, what I'd like to do now, because I see that the clock is my worst enemy, is
usual. According to that shita, you could say that there's two separate mitzvot, mamash separate, of avodota pnimiya and
matzvot
adam, and shvichat shirayim of adam is a separate mitzvah just to do.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by separate mitzvah, because you get what's saying is ma'akev. You get me nervous when you call it a separate mitzvah.
You say I'm a separate animal, so I assume that means it's now being viewed as a separate mitzvah.
I'm not going to. Well, yes so, and no. I mean, again,
you can't. You've got to do at least one at once.
Yeah, if you're talking before the Rosh Hashiva, then maybe. Then I can't accept what you say. Maybe after Rosh Hashiva's Chiddush, meaning before the Rosh Hashiva's Chiddush over here, I would have said the following: that your approach was to say that Shvichas Shirayim is like a separate carbon. Is that what you're saying?
Evidently, yeah, separate carbon.
But that's not what Rashi's saying, because it's like again, you're stuck not with the question: if it's a separate avoda, then why is it called Shirayim? Why is it called Shirayim if it's a separate avoda? Do you hear what's going on?
Definition is linked.
I give up.
No, wait, but do you hear the cash? I just want to show you. Hear the cash?
It's like, I give up.
This is a TKO. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you call Shirayim
of what? I give up.
To some extent, you're going to have to connect the second card with the first card. So Rashim wants to offer an alternative show. Not that we're connecting the first card with the second with the first, but rather we're just completely nullifying and voiding the first card. And that's what Rashi means by mitchila. Again, this is not the approach of the Shita Megubetzes. But the Rashi has trouble with the Shita Megubetzes because he doesn't understand why that one Maisa Zrika, which is a technical external act that could generate the Chal Hashem Shirayim, better to say that the whole carbon is possible, meaning the first carbon, and he's starting from scratch with the second carbon. But I will say, since we're running out of time, again, I'm always hoping that maybe you'll have more time afterwards to discuss this, but I wanted, since you have the Nefesh Tov in front of you, I want to, what's called rewind, let's do a rewind, and if you could turn back to page Tov Samach Tes for a moment. Okay? And I think you have this photocopy from yesterday's photocopy, if you have it. But if you don't, Rabosai, don't bother now photocopying. Anyway, what we said before is the following. On both sides. Let's concentrate on this. This is really geschmack. Okay, Mendel, you might be at a disadvantage because you weren't here yesterday, but I think you're such a brilliant guy that you'll be able to link it. Okay, a little compliment there. Mitzvah shvachah. So we said the following. Tosus has a problem. Why? Because the Gemara comes to the conclusion that here are Daftun Beis, that if you did this Zrika Lamata instead of Lamala, that's called Shinui Mako, meaning instead of, in the case of a Chatos, sprinkling the dam on the top half of the Mizbech, he did on the bottom half. The Gemara says that there's a special Pasuk Osa that tells me that the carbon is Pasuk. Correct? And Tosa has a problem because Shmuel, back on Daf Chavav, maintains that Zrika Shalobim Koma, Kiva Koma, Domi. It does have a valid status. So to reconcile this contradiction, and Tosas used the language Lo Shaicha Hocha Shmuel, right? That's the top Tosas here on the Almud. The Brisker Rav says the following: what does Tosas mean Lo Shaicha Hocha Shmuel? He says the following: there's a fundamental difference between our sugya here and Shmuel over there. Shmuel basically says the following: that Zrika Shalobim Koma is a valid Zrika. It's a valid Zrika. The Torah recognizes the Gantz of Mizbeach, as we said. However, there's a separate din of Osa Yachlena that requires Bimkoma in order to be marked in the boss. So, in a sense, the thrust of Shmuel is, in terms of a disqualification in Shinui, would be a din in the boss. Here's the boss, so you want to be marked in the boss, so you need a Zrika Bimkoma. But if you go back, leave the buser out of your equation, and go back to the Zrika itself, Shmuel holds that Zrika is a valid Zrika. Not so our sugya. Our sugya holds the following: that Zrika is not a valid Zrika. But what? There's a separate din in kapara. That as far as the Chiper, this is the Gemara earlier in Perek Beis Shammai, derives from the Chiper, that even Shalobim Koma, Lamala Lamata, is Kiper. That's a din in kapara sakar. The Bailam on the Chaprim, Ms. Kaprim, I should say, and if they don't have to bring a replacement, but the Zrika itself is not a Zrika. Says the Brisker Rav, my Nafkemina? Nafkemina legabe haktaras hayimun. That means the following. According to Shmuel, it's a din in Basar. Basar means Yochlena as far as Achilas Adam, that you need a Zrika Mekoma. In the absence of Zrika Mekoma, the Basar is possible. There's no Hesher, no Matir. But the Zrika itself is okay, and therefore the Zrika will be mati the Imurim, and I can be mati the Imurim, even though it was a Zrika Lamal Lamat. Mashayin came according to our Sukya, that's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav. Even Akhtaras Imurim would be out of the question in the case of Lamal Lamat. It's separate than the Kaparas HaKarma, but as far as the Zrika is concerned, with the power and the authority and the validity to be mati, it's out. Completely out of the ballpark. Lowly by Lagabe Boss, or even Lagabe HaKhtaras Seymur. Comes along the Brisker Rav, this is what we missed yesterday, and he says, I have another Dafkemina. What would be if the Kohen, at the time of the Zrika, he was meant to do the Zrika, the Chatas of Lamalan, instead he did the Zrika Lamat, at that moment he had a Machshava of Chutz Lizmana, which is called what?
Pigul.
Would the carbon be mispagel?
Yes.
Well, don't give me yes. If I'm asking you the question, whenever I ask you a question about both sides, the answer is always going to start with the two words, it depends. That I got from being in the rough shit for 5 years. Because if I ever gave him a flat answer, there's no flat answers, not in Torah. It depends on what. Let's go through the two definitions. If you hold like Shmuel, that Zrika Shalobim Koma is a Zrika. It's a separate din in the Basar. If he had a Machshev is Chutz Lizmano, that would be Mafag. But if you hold like our Sugya, that the Zrika Shalobim Koma Malamat is not a Zrika, doesn't have any power to be Matir, then it's like having a Machshev is Pigel at a certain point when it's irrelevant to a Zrika, because this is not a valid Zrika. That's the paragraph here that starts with the Nafkemina on the bottom right. Just if you have the text. I think we photocopied it yesterday. But then he has the old Nafkemina. That's on the left. And he says the following. Nizrak imzorak tomei. What would you say about the following, Rabosai? The Zrika was done by a tomei. Now, again, we have to know a lot about what's called tzitz. That's called tzitz maratza. Okay, again, everything is every... You have to know everything to know anything, but let's make believe we know everything, right? So, Zalacha...
Today's
Oh, you're up to tzitz today. Where were you, Peches? Or something like that?
Yeah,
Peches to me is like talking to me about Bracious Baruch Kim that we read almost a year ago. Why? Because I'm up to Tzadi Ches, I'm up to actually. So if you talk to me about Peches, I don't know what you're talking about, because maybe you have to review the daf 50 million times. Michael, I know you review the daf. I don't have time to review the daf because I'm teaching Pelioi. Alright, so what happens? He says Zorak Tome. So this is a fascinating halacha, that Zorak Tome, the Gemara says on daf Vavamid Beis, is Osa Shirayim. Why is it Osa Shirayim, which means that the Shirayim have the status of Shirayim as far as Shvicha Shirayim in the Dam, and you can eat the Basar and everything else, that would be through the mechanism called Tzitz Maratza. He says that's called Zorak Tomei Osa Shirayim. Osa Shirayim means it's a valid Zrika. Oh. Comes along Tosis on Daf Chav Vavim Beis, and he says, when does that apply? That the Zrika of a Tomei is a valid Zrika, that's only Bimkoma. But if he does the Zrika Shalom Bimkoma, so imagine you have two strikes against you. This is what we call in the Gemara language, Tarte L'Reisa. Number one, he's a Tomei, the Kohen who did the Avod. Number two, instead of doing a Lamala, he did a Lamata. Zaptoisvis came into Iker Tarte Dichuye. There's a double minus over here. Is Kuliyama Modi Di Eno Ose Shirayim? It cannot generate Shirayim. He says the following. This should depend upon the machlokus between our Sugiyar Nunbeis and Shmuel back on Chavav Nunbeis. Why? Because again, according to Shmuel, what's the status of Zrika Shalom and Koma? Okay. It's a valid Zrika. Narvas, it didn't Basa. Yochlena means only Osa if you did it the right way. Osa meaning Lamal. But as far as the Zrika is concerned, the Zrika has a full-fledged status of Zrika. It's Mati the Basa Le'imurim, Le'aktara. And not only that, if he had a Machshavas Pigal, it would generate Pigal. Then Tosis is not right. He's not at all right by saying Tarti Dichuyin. There's a double Dichuyin. Number one, he's a Kohen, he's a Tomei. And to boot, he also did a Zrika Shalomim Koma. Two strikes and you're out. And therefore cannot be Matan the Shirayim. Nay, says the Brisker Rav, but that Tosus is going according to our Sugya on Daphnin Beis. And what's the status of Zrika Shalomim Koma? It's not valid Zrika. Now Tosus makes sense. It's Tarti Dichuyin. Correct, that Tosis is not going according to Shmuel. Isn't that fascinating? So we thought that he had enough Gemini Gabi Akhtar Simurim, but there's so many more far reaching Nafkaminis here, because the question is whether you recognize the Zrika. Well, you know, Shmuel upgraded the Zrika Shlomim Koma to a Zrika, because the whole Mizbeach is a Mokom Haroyal Zrika.
It's the same principle. You just apply it in different.
Yeah, but Michael, I, again, we could have this discussion another time. But the more you see the repercussions, every single nafka mina broadens your horizons. It's not just a mathematical equation over here. You know, we're beginning to see in front of our eyes that the whole concept of Zrika Shalomim Koma and whether it's a valid Zrika has tremendous. You know, it's like shockwaves. You know. Okay, Rabosa, I wish everyone a great day.
Very quickly,
anyone who wants to stay for schmoozing or questions or anything, please.
The previous talks we learned said that the Suki here doesn't go like Shmuel, right? That's where we started from.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is counterintuitive, because how can you tell me Lo Shaycha Ocha Shmuel? Shmuel's saying exact same thing.
Right.
Tosa in the second Teretz was Miyashi the Stira between Perek Beis Shammai and now Sugi by saying what? It's a separate din in Musul Basar. That's exactly what Shmuel held. So how can Tosa say Lo Shaycha Ocha Shmuel? What do you mean Lo Shaycha Ocha Shmuel?
I think I'm getting this straighter in my mind. The fact that each part of the korban have its own din doesn't necessarily mean it's its own mitzvah, right? Maybe according to Shir Adam Lo Me'akvim, there's a separate mitzvah in Yom Kippur to be mashlim the outer srikata, the inner, no, the outer, the second srikata down. Right. And that might be another shtickle mitzvah, but it's still, most of these, a korban is like a unit of a number of mitzvah. All of the parts that are ma'akev are like a doraita section.
Well, let me ask you this, Shmuel. You anticipating that if I open up the Rambam's Minyan on Mitzvahs, where he counts mitzvahs, that he's going to write Mitzvah A, Mitzvah B, Mitzvah C for the same Avodas HaKor, for the same Korban? Do you follow what I'm saying? If each...
I guess not.
So again, there are a lot of different klolim in how you count mitzvahs. You know, sometimes you have what's called a mitzvah klolis that includes many different parts.
Right. Vinyan HaMikdash, that's the example.
Excellent. Beautiful, beautiful.
So that's a...
Excellent.
Close, but not exactly. But right. In that way, yes. No, because I noticed that, like, a lot of...
You know, one of the 50 million answers to the question why the Rambam omits Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which seems to be such a fundamental mitzvah that we're all mitzvah being mekayim as we speak. So one answer is because Eretz Yisrael is part of a mitzvah close of all the mitzvahs atulias ba'aretz. You know, so it's...
There's a strange proof to that. That in many mitzvot, the Tzuyot